I'm Vaira Vika Freiberger. I'm the former president of Latvia. And starting with 2014, I will be the president of the Club de Madrid, which is a club of former presidents and prime ministers of countries which have at some point in their history, recent or not so recent, made a transition to democracy. It is very difficult to combat fanaticism once it has been kindled. Prevention there, I'm afraid, is the best cure. Once fanaticism has flared up, it's really very difficult to contain without counter-violence to contain it. It is very disappointing to see, for instance, in Muslim countries, I think the Prophet would have been truly, truly saddened by this, to see that Muslims are killing each other for what seem to be interpretations of the Quran that, after all, might have been best left to the conscience of each of the faithful. We had these wars of religion in Europe a few centuries ago. They are always devastating, and they take a long time to settle. It took the Age of Enlightenment and a sufficient critical mass of educated people who advocated a sense of humanity that transcends religious conviction, leaving religious conviction to everybody's conscience and putting in its place civic virtues. Of course, the French Revolution went wrong with the terror, but the original idea was right, and the French subsequent republics have maintained it, the idea that citizens are protected by the state and they maintain the state, but questions of conscience should be left to each individual freely to follow whatever religion or denomination or sect that they actually wish to support, but without interfering with the conscience of others. We leave it to a higher power to decide who goes to heaven and who goes to hell. It's not up to humans to decide that. The society within which they live has to find some ways of containing their influence. Every society has also criminals, antisocial elements. We try to socialize them. We have schools, we have families, we have religious institutions who try to instill ethics and socially responsible behavior. There are always deviants who will not follow it. With these fanatical movements, it goes beyond that. It's the leaders of these movements who really are quite responsible. And I think that with the modern media, one of the possibilities is to really try and marshal a counterforce of people who are for moderation. We saw it with the mothers in Northern Ireland. They had decades of a bloody war and a conflict. And actually, the mothers went out into the street, the mothers from the sons killed on both sides, and said, enough is enough, we do not want to see this anymore. Hopefully, it will remain a model of stability and also of tolerance. I think many Europeans were a bit worried about recent events in Turkey, which seemed to be, possibly a step back from what Kemal Atatürk had put forth after the collapse of the Ottoman Empire as a basis of the Turkish ethos. I think Kemal Atatürk was on the right path, and I think it would be sad if Turkey took steps backwards from that. Absolutely. We cannot have these sort of centers of instability and hatred. We have to try and sort of put out these fires of hatred.
Thank you very much.